At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. This is a story about the birth of the teddy bear. It begins with one of the country's toughest presidents, Teddy Roosevelt. When he was governor of New York, he'd have wrestling matches at the state mansion. As president, he was a puncher, like an actual puncher, holding sparring matches at the White House. A particularly bad jab to his head left him partially blind. Oh well, Teddy thought, that's boxing. Teddy didn't just like to punch. He liked to shoot. Bears. The bigger, the better. In the fall of 1902, a year into his presidency, Teddy set off to Mississippi for a bear hunting vacation. Today, there's only like 50 bears left in the whole state. But in Teddy's time, Mississippi's dense hardwood forests and canebrakes were home to thousands. Hunting dogs would chase them out into the open where hunters on horseback could take aim. Those poor bears. Anyway, Teddy's vacation was big news. Newspapers breathlessly recounted his train ride to the wilderness and the roughness of his hunting camp. A headline in the New York Times said, "President in camp, ready for bears." Riding trousers, heavy leather leggings, blue flannel shirt, corduroy coat. That's how the Times described the president's preparedness. But as any hunter knows, looking the part is not actually the point. The point is to shoot and kill, to bag a deer, a bear, whatever. Hours and hours went by, but Mr. Tough Guy President never fired a shot. This was not good for Teddy's temper or his image. The hunting guides were desperate to find him a bear. One guide chased a small one into a thicket, then told Teddy to wait on the other side for the bear to come out. The bear didn't come out, so Teddy went to lunch. How desperate were Teddy's guides? Well, they trapped that small bear, clubbed it over the head, and tied it to a tree. A guide then summoned the president to take his shot. Teddy refused. Mr. Tough Guy President thought it was unsportsmanlike to shoot an injured and tethered animal. Instead, he urged an aide to put it out of its misery. The rest of the trip didn't go much better. Reporters hunting the president through the canebrakes scared away all the animals. After a few more days, Teddy gave up. He had nothing to show for his vacation except for a few measly trout. Were Twitter around back then, Teddy's flop would have been a trending topic. Washington Post cartoonist Clifford Berryman was so captivated by the accounts of Teddy's bad luck that he drew a cartoon depicting the president's refusal to shoot the small, helpless, tied-up bear. In the frame, Berryman shrank the bear to cub size. The drawing ran in newspapers across the country. And now we've reached the cuddly portion of the story. In Brooklyn, New York, a shop owner saw the cartoon and had an idea for a new toy. He and his wife sewed a plush stuffed bear, then displayed it in the window with this label, Teddy's Bear. Before making more, the shop owners wrote to Teddy asking for permission to use his name. Teddy said, "Fine, no problem." He also doubted whether anyone would buy one. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Gillian Brockell for reporting this story for the Washington Post. For more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.